This program contains general information about legal matters and should not be used as an alternative to legal advice for your specific case. If you have any specific questions about any legal matter, you should consult Greg Leiter or other professional legal services providers. You should never delay seeking legal advice, disregard legal advice, or commence or discontinue any legal action because of information from this program. Welcome to Personal Injury Straight Talk on 1340 WJOL, brought to you by Greg Leiter, lead attorney with Leiter Law Offices. And here's your host, legal expert and your legal advocate, Greg Leiter.
Good afternoon, Will County. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. Hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. We're going to talk some personal injury this afternoon. As always, feel free to call into the show at 815-254-7300. Feel free to call with any questions, concerns, thoughts that you may have. You can also get a hold of us at the office if you're more comfortable talking off the air or have a personal issue. That's 815-723-7600. I'd like to start off this afternoon talking about something that inevitably happens after a motor vehicle accident. And that's the phone calls from the insurance adjuster. So we're going to go through and spend some time and talk about some tips that you may find helpful in dealing with the insurance adjuster and the insurance company after an accident. You know, after you're involved in an accident, by the time you get home and you get settled in, your phone may already be ringing. The insurance company may call you the day of the accident, the next day, and let's talk for a few minutes, give you some guidelines and how to deal with that insurance adjuster and the insurance company that's calling you the day of, the day after the accident. So, you know, the first point, I think something that we should all keep in mind is when you get that initial phone call, try to remain calm and be polite with the adjuster. You want to kind of set the pace for what comes to follow for any litigation or dealing with the insurance company by being cordial with the adjuster on the phone. And it may be difficult. You might be angry or frustrated about having been involved in the accident. You don't maybe want to deal with it or be bombarded by all everything that follows, including the conversations with the insurance company. But try to keep some composure. Try not to take it out on the insurance adjuster because that's not going to get you any more money at the end of the day when you're trying to resolve the claim with that adjuster. If anything, it's going to be counterproductive. So keep in mind that first phone call kind of sets the tone for everything to follow. Keep a calm head about yourself and be polite with the adjuster. A second guideline to keep in mind is to identify the person that you're speaking with on the phone from the insurance company. Before you get into anything with the adjuster, make sure you get the person's name, address, and their telephone number. And, it may seem basic, but find out which insurance company they're calling on behalf of. Is this your insurance company? Is it the other driver's insurance company? That's something I think you need to be aware of. And, I also need to be aware that sometimes the insurance company for yourself and the other vehicle, the other driver, may be the same insurance company, okay? They could be representing or have you as an insured as well as the other driver. So be conscious of that and know who it is you're speaking with and on whose behalf that person is calling about. Something else to be aware of is the information that you're giving out on this initial conversation with the adjuster. And, it's my recommendation to only give them personal information up at the beginning here. Give them your full name, give them your address, give them your phone number. If you want to tell them which area of work that you're involved in, that's fine. But you don't need to get into any details about your work, about your wages, about the schedule that you keep at work. You can give them some personal basic background information, but I wouldn't get into anything beyond that, which kind of leads me to the next guideline, which is not giving the insurance adjuster any details of the accident. So they're going to call, and they're going to try to give you get you to give a statement to them, or they're going to try to engage you in some conversation to try to figure out what exactly happened. And I know we've talked about this many times in the past, but there's no reason for you to give the insurance adjuster any kind of statement over the phone, especially a recorded statement. You know, they have no right to ask you for it, and you're not required by law to give them one. And, you know, time and time again, there's more harm than good by giving the adjuster any kind of statement as to what happened. So, you know, talk to the adjuster, be polite, give them some basic information, when the accident occurred, where it occurred, the types of vehicles that were involved. But, you know, beyond that, you know, I wouldn't give it to them. You know, a lot of the adjusters, too, may talk to you, and they might ask you if you know any witnesses to the accident. And you may, in fact, have witnesses. And, you know, this is something to kind of be cautious about. If you do have witnesses and you give the insurance company the names and the contact information of the witnesses in the accident, you know, the insurance company is going to do their diligence and contact these witnesses, try to get statements from them. And, you know, you have no idea what these witnesses are going to say. So, you know, that's something that I like to kind of hold on to in my back pocket. You know, if a client's going to contact me, you know, I'd like to contact these witnesses and find out what they have to say as part of my investigation before the insurance company has an opportunity to do that, before, you know, the insurance company has an opportunity to get a recorded statement from any witnesses and lock these people into, you know, into their statements and their version of events. So, you know, if you do have some witnesses, you know, maybe hold on to it at the very beginning before immediately disclosing that to the insurance company. And it's something you don't want to wait too long on, obviously, because the more time after an accident, the less recollection a witness is going to have of the occurrence. So just kind of proceed cautiously. If they're pressing you on the phone, the insurance company, and they're looking for a statement or looking for the facts, witnesses in the occurrence, be polite. Tell them that your investigation is still ongoing and that they'll receive the information at an appropriate time. You don't have to give it all to them, especially at the beginning. So 815-254-7300 is the number. Feel free to give us a call. You can also look us up online at www.glighterlaw.com. Another guideline to keep in mind when you're speaking with an insurance company or an insurance adjuster after an accident is what you are going to disclose about your injuries. They are going to try to get as much information from you as possible, and they're going to try to perform their evaluation to figure out, you know, what may have happened to you, how much money they need to potentially put aside in their reserve for the claim. And all I can tell you about that is, and we've said this time and time again, but do not give a detailed description of your injuries to the insurance company. There's a number of reasons, you know, for it. You may leave something out. You may minimize your injuries, or you may discover something later that you weren't experiencing or that wasn't occurring with you, you know, a day or two after the accident. And, you know, your injury may turn out to be worse than what you initially realized. So, you know, there's no reason to give them any information about your injuries at that, you know, on the date of the accident or the day after. You know, there's, especially with soft tissue type injuries, whiplash injuries, you know, those don't usually manifest themselves for days after the accident. So, you know, you tell an insurance company on the day of the collision that you have a headache, and a stiff neck. And then days later, you start noticing that neck pain is radiating down your arm or down to your lower back, and your injury is a lot more significant and severe than what you initially thought. So I can't think of any good reason to give the insurance company any information on your injuries on that initial phone call or on the second phone call. Let's talk about one more guideline before we take a quick break. I think it's important to take notes while you're speaking with the insurance company and the adjuster. You know they're getting information from you, and it's appropriate to do the same. Write down the adjuster's company, obviously. Write down the name of the insurance adjuster that's calling you. Write down the claim number, policy number. And also write down what it is that you are telling the adjuster about what happened. I think that's important because you don't want later on to find out that that you told the adjuster more than what you're claiming at a later date. So you know, be as detailed as possible. Write down as much as you can about the conversation, and hold on to it. Keep that as part of your file. So, tell you what, let's take a quick break, and we will come back, talk about a couple more guidelines and a little bit more advice for how to deal with the insurance company and the insurance adjuster following an accident. And then we'll go on. We'll talk a little bit about some of the appropriate things for you to do after an accident to make sure you are covered on all ends. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with you.
Have you been hurt on the job? Has your doctor misdiagnosed or mistreated your medical condition? Meet attorney Greg Leiter. But before we go on, let's get two things straight. We've all heard the cheesy lawyer ads that say,
"Call us for a free consultation. We don't get paid until you win money."
The truth is, every injury lawyer gives a free consultation, and no attorney gets paid until you win money. So what should you look for in an attorney? Someone who wins your type of case. That attorney is Greg Leiter. Greg Leiter has years of experience with personal injury, medical malpractice, and workman's comp. He's won millions of dollars for his clients who've been hurt on the job and have helped them keep food on the table and provide for their families. Plus, his background as an insurance defense attorney gives him unique insight to help prove your case. Call Greg Leiter today. You'll meet with him, and he will personally handle your case. If you have a personal injury, workman's comp, or medical malpractice case, or know someone who does, call Greg Leiter today at 815-723-7600. That's 815-723-7600.
For Christmas this year, you want to buy me jewelry from Mark Peters Diamond Designs. They've got beautiful rings, pendants, earrings, and especially diamond tennis bracelets. That's Mark Peters. Got it?
What?
Good morning, honey.
I've been racking my brain for a Christmas present for you, and it just came to me suddenly in my sleep.
Really? Can't wait to see what it could be.
Help make your dreams, or rather your husband's dreams, come true at Mark Peters Diamond Designs. Christmas will be here before you know it, so get to Mark Peters on Route 59 in Plainfield, just south of 127th. Mark Peters is a family-owned and operated jewelry store offering innovative, attractive designs priced from $30 to $30,000. Mark Peters is proud to be a certified Hearts on Fire dealer and repair center. They feature a huge selection of custom, unique engagement rings at all price points that are guaranteed to take your breath away. And if you're looking for some extra cash for your holiday shopping, bring your gold in. Stop in Mark Peters Diamond Designs today and visit them at MP Jewelry.
Get to Kohl's Wednesday for one-day-only Christmas doorbusters.
I'm coming home to you.
Like 50 to 60% off select Fisher-Price and Play School toys, 50% off all games, and 50 to 60% off outerwear, sweaters, boots, and sleepwear. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. See store or Kohl's.com for details. Don't miss Kohl's one-day Christmas doorbusters this Wednesday only. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Okay, welcome back, WJOL. We have Derek on line two. How are we doing this afternoon, Derek?
I'm doing fine.
Good, good. What can I do for you?
Well, I had a question for you. I don't know if it's related to the topic that you're talking about there, but I'm in the military, and last week was in an accident, a three-car accident. I was in no car, and does that affect the how I approach this, or my rights, because I'm in the military, or does it make any difference?
Sure, and that's a good question. I hope you're all right, and feel free to give me a call off the air. We can talk more about it, Derek. But from a claimant's perspective, if you're in the military, it's not going to have any effect on your rights to or your abilities to make a claim. Okay.
Now, okay. And it wasn't military related either. Sure. It was in my own time.
Sure, sure. And yeah. You know, if you conversely were struck by somebody that was in the military and that person was deployed overseas, and the case were involved in litigation, there could be what's called a military stay, which would ultimately prolong the case. You know, due to accommodations, you know, in the military. But you know, you as somebody in the military that's making a claim, you know, for injuries, the fact that you know that you are in it won't have any effect. So, does that answer the question?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks,
appreciate
Derek, and thank you for your services. We have Sandra on line one. How are we doing, Sandra?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Good. I have a question that really is a little off the subject, but when you are looking for an attorney for medical mail or personal injury, et cetera, is it important to have an attorney in the area where you live, or, for instance, someone like yourself, will you go to a different county?
Sure.
To practice, and is it beneficial one way or the other?
Sure. And you know, a simple answer, and it's a good question, Sandra, is you want to find an attorney that's going to be accessible to you, okay? I can tell you I work in Will County. My office is downtown Joliet, so most of my cases are in Will County. But I also travel to Cook County for cases, and a little bit up in Lake County. But you know, you want to find an attorney that you know, if you need to come in and sit down and talk to him, you know, you don't want to make it so it's too inconvenient for you, you know, to do that. And you know, when you're out and you're interviewing potential attorneys to take your case, you know, ask them what experience they have, you know, in the different counties, you know, and find out how comfortable, how familiar they are with, you know, with the process, you know, in each county. You know, and I can tell you, too, like I said, I handle cases in Will County and Cook County. And in the past, I've also had some down in Peoria. And yeah, it's a bit of a different monster down in Peoria. Different procedures, but you know what? At the end of the day, you know, the law is the law, and any judge in any court throughout Illinois, you know, is going to be following the law. But you know, I make it convenient for you know for yourself, Sandra, so that if you need to go in and sit down with your attorney, you're able to do that.
Okay. Thank you. Very interesting information. I listen to every week.
I appreciate it, Sandra. Have a nice week. So we were talking before about what to do, how to handle the situation where an insurance adjuster or insurance company calls you after a motor vehicle accident, and we talked about the fact that a lot of times they're going to call you on the day of or the next day, and you know, here are we've discussed a number of guidelines to keep in mind when you are in that situation, and you have to deal with the adjuster. And as a recap, we talked about making sure that you remain calm and polite. Keep a calm head about yourself. You know, I know you're going to be frustrated, angry for being involved in the collision. Try not to take it out on the adjuster, because there's going to be no you know, silver lining if you go that route. You also want to identify the person that you're speaking with, figure out what insurance company they're calling from, who they represent in the matter, whether it's your insurance company or the other driver's insurance company. We talked about the information that you want to give and the fact that you only want to give some limited personal information from the onset. Yeah, there's no reason to get into the details of the accident. Certainly don't give any recorded statements. And I wouldn't even, beyond that, I wouldn't give them any, factual summary of what took place. And we also talked about the fact that you don't want to give any details of your injuries because it's going to be premature. You may leave something out, and your injury may ultimately turn out to be worse than what you initially realized. So these are all things to keep in the back of your head if you happen to be in that situation, or if you have a family or a family member or a friend that is in fact involved in that situation. We also talked about the need for taking notes and writing down everything that's said between you and the adjuster, and getting as much information regarding the claim that you can. Something else to keep in mind is to attempt to resist the push to settle your case immediately. Now, this insurance adjuster, a lot of times, they're going to call and they're going to offer you a settlement, and that may come in the first or second phone call with you. And, at the end of the day, quick settlements for the insurance companies, that's going to save the insurance company work, it's going to save the insurance company money, and I guarantee it's not going to be in your best interest. So, something to keep in mind, and I don't see how somebody reasonable could make a settlement with an insurance company a day or two after a motor vehicle accident, because there's no way at that time of knowing what the full extent of your injuries are, or knowing how much your claim is ultimately worth. I can tell you that adjuster that's calling you the day of the accident or the next day, they are not in any way going to offer you what is a full and fair compensation for your injuries. And how could they? It's too premature, and nobody knows at that point what your injuries really are or how much your claim really is worth. So, don't take the bait. It might be tempting, but I guarantee it's going to cost you money in the long run, and possibly a lot of money. So, something again to be aware of. And I know with the holiday season upon us, everybody's looking for some quick money, a few extra dollars. But keep in mind that if you go ahead and do that, you could be missing out on a lot more later on, and you're not going to get full compensation for your injuries. So, one other thing to keep in mind is the initial phone call with the adjuster or that second call. Keep it brief, okay? There's no reason to keep the adjuster on the phone. He's going to try to keep you on, but you don't need to give him your whole life story. You don't need to give them any more information than they really require at that point, which, again, is that background information. I don't know how many times I can say it and how much I can stress it, but no recorded statements. There is no good that can come from giving a recorded statement to the insurance company. So, again, a few things to keep in mind. Hopefully you're not in the situation where you are involved in a collision, a motor vehicle accident, but we know it happens, and we know the insurance companies and the adjusters will start calling you almost instantaneously. So these are things to be aware of. And we've got a few minutes left. Let's talk a bit about some additional steps to take after you are involved in a motor vehicle accident. And, something that's important, not only for your own physical well-being, but when a claims adjuster is going to evaluate your claim, they're going to look at the medical treatment that was rendered to you. So I think some good advice is to visit a doctor or a healthcare professional for examination as soon as possible, regardless of what you believe the severity of your injury to be. Plenty of people get injured without experiencing broken bones, but have tissue damage, nerve damage, ligament damage, and there's no way of knowing it without going in and speaking to a doctor, you know, it's err on the side of caution. At least it's documented after the accident that you went in, that you had some complaints, and the doctor can give you the appropriate advice, whether it's a prescription for anti-inflammatories, pain medication, or they tell you to ice, follow up with your primary doctor, you get a referral. There's no reason not to go in and see your doctor, just even as a precautionary measure. And I can tell you, if you don't go in and see somebody, and later on you are going to make a personal injury claim, that insurance adjuster is going to come back and either deny your claim or they're going to minimize what they're going to offer you because they're going to say that you didn't get any immediate treatment. So, you know, regardless of whether or not you think your injuries are severe, go in and get checked out, just, you know, even as a precautionary measure. Something else to keep in mind after the accident, photographs of any wounds that you may have, any abrasions, you know, anything that shows any injury. Obviously, with time, and thankfully, it's going to get better. But you want to be able to memorialize and capture what your physical condition is immediately after the accident. So, you know, don't be shy in taking pictures, you know, and holding on to them, you know, in case you need them later. Any bruising, you know, any scars, that's, you know, something that may develop later. And it's important to capture those through pictures so that it can be, you know, documented in terms of the progression of the scars and the permanency. Okay, and I guess along with pictures of yourself and pictures of your injury are pictures of the vehicles. If you're able to take pictures of your car that show the damage to your vehicle, you know, show the damage maybe to the other vehicle that was involved. You know, that could go a long way for you. And, you know, usually insurance companies, they'll send out a claims adjuster, and they're going to take a look at the cars, and they're going to take any pictures. But it's something you might want to do as well. And, you know, after a motor vehicle accident, you get out of your car. Obviously, your well-being and your health is of primary concern, and the health and well-being of any other drivers, you know, that are involved. So, you know, don't put taking photographs ahead of your health or somebody else's. But if you have an opportunity to shoot some pics, you know, I recommend you go ahead and do that. Something else that's important after an accident is making sure that the proper authorities are notified. Whether that's the police and filing a police report, if you're at work, you know, let whoever there know who needs to know, you know, fill out any reports that you need to fill out at work. You know, again, when you're doing that, don't do it in haste. Be cautious, because if there is a potential you know, workers' comp case or personal injury case that arises later, I guarantee anything that you say in that work report is going to come back at you. I can pretty much tell you every workers' compensation case that I've handled that's gone to trial, the defense attorneys pull out that work report and they question the client on what they said immediately after the accident, and they're going to try to use it against you. So, you know, if you have an opportunity to take the work report home with you, consult with an attorney, maybe go over what the information is that you're going to put in that work report, then go ahead and that may make sense. Same with a police report. A lot of times the officer is going to ask you to fill out a narrative. And I've done this on a number of occasions, but it doesn't hurt to speak with an attorney and to go through your versions in the narrative and get assistance from somebody that knows what the, you know, the effects and the ramifications of putting certain information in the narrative or of the police report, what that'll be. So that's something else to keep in mind. And And lastly, your insurance company. If you're involved in an accident, obviously notify your insurance company. But again, keep those guidelines that we've discussed in the back of your mind. So thanks for spending time with me this afternoon. 815-723-7600 is the office. I hope everyone has a wonderful week. Be safe, be healthy. Thanks.